It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's a summer Friday here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big events and big parties always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpetes.com. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Which unit was better last year for the Eagles, the offense or the defense? Ike, what do you think the poll results on that are?
That's a good question. It's probably leaning towards the offense. It should be the defense.
Last year, yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. But, I don't know what the fans are voting.
With Super Bowl-itis?
I would vote defense.
Okay.
Yes.
It is 81.6% defense. So
okay, well, there you go.
Super Bowl-itis may not have spread as far as I thought.
Only on these airwaves.
Yep. 215-592-9494. For joining us, as he always does, 3:30 on Fridays for the weekend forecast, whether we want it or not, the official meteorologist of the Afternoon Show, Tornado Shapiro.
Hey, fella, the extreme heat is back. Take caution. Protect your family. Protect your jewels. Myself, I stack a few ice cubes in my boxers to combat the heat. Hello. Of course, I do that in the winter, too. The only way to keep my mind on my work. I would do it in a dome if we had one. Music, please!
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Here we go. Welcome to the Bronx, home of the most heralded franchise in all of sports. The damn Yankees. Class, prestige, neatly coiffed in midnight navy blue pinstripes. And I see they finally loosened up the dress code and dropped the strict rule on facial hair. You know, the girls' softball team that did the same thing over at Flatbush. Come on. Did it work for them? Matched the competition. They won the Fulton Fish Market Championship.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're on a roll. I don't care how pretty the uniforms are. They're going to be just as hot tonight as they will. But the Phillies, both teams will be... Fitzing. It'll be a regular steam bath. I'll tell you, last time I had a good Fitz was down at the Camac Baths on Walnut Street.
Oh, boy.
One time it was me, Yo-Yo, Ike. They call him Isaiah at the Spit. Don Zimmer, Joe Girardi, and Jorge Posada. Just a group of fellas sitting around talking Schwartz. They started a Yiddish yoga class, hot yoga. Called stretching and kvetching.
Okay, all right. We can move on from the Kamak Bats. What about New York?
Yeah, I had a good time up in the Apple. I was running with a weather gal out of WNYC. She was a full-figured gal. Talk about a set of Bronx bombers.
It's a cheap one.
It's a cheap one.
That's two of them, but they were both cheap.
All right.
One night, late night, you know, I snuck into Yankee Stadium right near the infield with three ball girls, and we were all finished. I stood up and I proudly proclaimed, today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. Sunny tomorrow, more hot and sticky for the day game, a sweltering heat, and better than 50-50 chance of perspiration. He'll tell you who I miss. I miss the boss, Big George Steinbrenner. Yeah, I remember one night it was, Big George was down here in town. We were at the old original bookbinders. It was myself, Ike, Big George, Omar Dahl, Lisa Left Eye Lopez,
wow,
A.B. Lopes, Ricky Ricardo, Cliff Lee, and Cliff Lee's wife.
Wow.
We were all there to get the world-famous snapper soup. You know, Ike was shocked he could just walk up and buy snapper like that.
Okay.
But it was legal back then. Sell snapper.
Okay.
You could get it in a can to go, too. Do you like it in the can, Spritzy?
Sure.
So we're sitting there. We got our snapper. All of a sudden, a busload of vulgar Yankee fans empties into bookbinders, cursing and demanding snapper soup. Cliff Lee and his wife were appalled at the big, fat, big Yankee fans at the restaurant screaming for Snapper. Mrs. Lee nearly fell off a cliff. Appalled, the wifey insisted they leave. But ever so cool, Cliff Lee walked over and nonchalantly picked up the check as he left. I appreciate it, fella.
Oh, yeah, Cliff Lee, classy guy. I've heard, we've talked about you dabbling in real estate. Do you have anything in Manhattan or Soho, any of those areas?
I got a Soho in a spacious studio overlooking the park. Her pimp wants her out by next week.
Okay.
Sunday, a little less heat, high of 87. By the way, pro tip, if you're going to a Coldplay concert with someone who's not your wife, don't act shocked. Own your adultery. Smile and wave. Nobody will be the wiser. And never give up camera time. That was a dead giveaway. I would have grabbed the gal next to her, too. Grabbed the whole HR department.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Okay. Can we wrap it up?
Well, that's an issue.
97 continued hot and steamy. It's a wedgie alert. Hazardous conditions down below. Saturday high 91. Possible thunderstorms. Pick up a can of Snapper on Amazon if you'd like.
Okay.
Sunday high of 86. 50-50 chance of scattered thunderstorm. You heard that here first. It's the most accurate forecast in the U.S. of A. Tornado Shapiro.
There he is. Tornado Shapiro. A lot of cheap ones in there. A
lot of cheap ones.
He loved the Snapper line.
Oh, yeah.
He loved it.
He has a couple that he keeps going back to.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Today's show, silly as it may be, has a very important message for Mr. John Middleton and the Phillies. Go for it at the trade deadline.
Get it done.
Get it done.
And we not just one move, by the way.
No. Active at the trade deadline. We don't want to see the Yankees getting guys and the Dodgers getting guys and the Mets getting guys. We want to be one of the big boys. Act like it. Go win us a championship. 215-592-9494. Terrence in Springfield, you're on WIP.
Hi, Spike. Chris, what's up?
Nah. You're going to have to tell that guy to either get out of the bathroom or get off his speakerphone or whatever. It sounded bad. No, that guy's on pause. Hold on. Jerry's on pause.
Yeah.
Joe in Delaware, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
What's up, guys? How's it going? Hey, I know that's against the rules. Yo, Spike.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We got five problems with the Philly, right? Dombrowski's the main one, but
why do you think Dombrowski's the problem?
Because we're not changing nothing up. We got the same core, right? Don't you think I'm right or no?
Well, don't you think the owner needs to tell him to do it?
I think the owner is telling him. I think the owner always said he's all in, but you might be right. I went to go see Eichen Spike last week at the Chicken and Pizza. You guys weren't there.
No, we were on vacation.
Yeah, you saw Broads and Al.
Yeah. I got pictures with him.
So, that's great.
All right. I'm going to try Terrence again.
Hey, you guys hear me now?
Yeah, you sound better.
Like, Chris, what's up, man?
What's up,
Terrence?
What's up, T?
Hey, man, absolutely. We have to make a move right now. I heard you guys talking about it. I'm tired of the Yankees making moves, the San Diego Padres, the Mets. These guys, we don't know. This might be their last hurrah, their last chance to make a championship run. This might be Harper's last term. We don't know how he's going to be looking in the next couple of years, but with the injuries he's been having. So Dombrowski, his whole term has been mediocre, if you ask me. He hasn't made these big moves at the deadline that we need to get this team over the hump. And to me, if you don't make this move right now, you're putting Harper's legacy on the line. Schwarber, I feel like Schwarber is, he's at his prime, but these guys are getting older. And to me, this team might be broken up next year. So you have to make a move right now to get this team where they want to go, to get this World Series in here, man. They have to get a championship to secure these guys' legacy. They've been in the playoffs the last, 4 years, and they haven't, nothing turned out. You have to make this move, Dombrowski. You did all that stuff with the Tigers and You're pinned at this ultimate guy that makes these brilliant moves, but I haven't seen anything yet. Has he been in Philadelphia?
You know, I don't know, and he has definitely a good resume, but I don't know who has – he's got a better PR guy, Dave Dombrowski, because I have never seen a general manager talked about in such glowing terms by baseball reporters as I hear from Dave – you know, Dave Dombrowski, every time they say his name, it's like his middle name is not afraid to make a big move. They go, you know, Dave – you know, he's not afraid to make a big move. Dombrowski, every time they say his name. And I look back at last trade deadline.
Reputation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of.
So far, all he's been doing, he hasn't been putting his chips on the table. You got to push your chips in, man. I haven't seen him push his chips in. He's been holding his cards like he's scared. Like to me, it's giving cheap. Like you don't want to spend the money. Like you don't want to bring the people over that you need. The Yankees are doing it. The Yankees went to the championship last year when it got jazzed to them. Am I right?
Yeah, you know what it is too. And by the way, they traded for Juan Soto last year too. For what it's worth, I mean that was in the off season. Well, it was before last year. So like, I don't think. And thank you for the call, Terrence. I don't think it's them being cheap.
I don't think so either.
I think it's them being worried about.
Now I will say they are
it's kind of
they
cheap.
Are above the fourth.
It's kind of
they're
not,
in the,
not necessarily cheap, but they certainly are.
Well, they're now
mining the
conscious.
Score.
Well,
yes.
With the David Robertson signing, they've entered into another tier of the luxury tax, it's taxed a little bit more. So, like that, I think is a part of it. But still, it's three. It's like their payroll is still third in baseball.
Yeah,
but they're I think they're being a little cheap prospect wise.
Yes,
giving that up. Now I will say. How Dombrowski's talked about, I totally agree. When he has a chance to go for it, he'll go for it. It's kind of like we started mocking Howie from that way too.
The Howie season,
where it was like Howie was like he's always aggressive. He's in on every deal. He never really made a big trade, but then he signed Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
Then he did finally like he made that big move. Like, the Eagles were competitive; they're a very good team, but it was starting to be like, we get it. Howie's always, quote-unquote, in on things, according to the insiders. But he hadn't really done anything.
Well, what it makes me think sometimes is I think a lot of times Howie's name was used in those public rumors to drive up interest in players because he had that reputation. And what I'm afraid of two things with this. First is that Dombrowski's name and the Phillies' name is being used because everybody would perceive them as being desperate. So my first worry is we're hearing all these rumors about the Phillies being in on it and that it just falls flat next week. And the second thing is like, and we've said this before, I don't want to look back on this time and say we could have made move X and we could have made move Y. And I'm not going to do the thing where I say that no prospects are going to end up being good. But the truth is in baseball, more than almost any other sport, the hit rate on these guys is low. It just is. Like, when you look at the biggest prospects that most teams have, like, it doesn't seem like a lot of them turn out as great players, you know? Like, prospects are for two things. They are for, when you're building a franchise and you're building a team, they are for, you know, for bringing up and becoming those players. Once you're good, prospects are currency. Their currency, because you can't just go buy players at the deadline.
Right.
You know, you have to buy them with something other than money, and it's prospect. I just don't want to look at this whole era and go, you know what? They never made a trade deadline move that was a needle mover.
Yep.
Never? You want to look back at a chance to win a World Series, and I understand in 22, right, they didn't know that was going to happen. But after 22 happens, you have to do it in one of those years, right?
Yeah.
Like, it would be a shame to look back on.
I mean, we all pretty much said it at the top of the show, but when you're talking about this core and giving them an opportunity to at least solidify their legacy, if this is the last run, I mean, we don't know what you're going to do this offseason, and if you're not planning to bring back Cal Schwarber or if you're not planning to bring back JT Realmuto, most of us think Ranger is probably gone, then what are we doing? Like, why wouldn't you try to go win with these guys right now? That would even at least soften the blow if you lose two out of the three guys.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because at least we know you tried in season to give them a chance to win it.
Well, and a lot of these guys they're talking about are for next year and the next year. We're talking about so many guys is like under team control, two more years.
Yeah,
under team control, another year. These guys don't disappear for most of them.
Right.
Yeah, so Suarez is the one who's expiring after the year.
Yeah.
And Luis Robert, he has a $20 million team option, so that's probably getting declined.
Okay.
So, like, he could be like more of a rental piece, but also he could go off and you...
And you can just keep him.
Yeah. Just keep him.
Yeah. And by the way, I would sense that he would cost less, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting hot at the right time, which is the annoying
part. Wants to get out of there.
Finally.
215-592-9494. A guy not scared to make a deal with you is John Ashdell, the car's owner. A guy's built on deals. So when he goes to Hyundai and he says, I want to do something big, and they come up with Colonial Hyundai Fest, it's big. The goal, get you into Colonial with your car and your payment now, drive out with a brand new Hyundai, and your payment doesn't go up. Now, that's not work for you. That's work for Colonial. And they're working for you. They're going to give you up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That's 10 grand. That helps keep that payment down. They're going to give you better financing than anyone else. That's as low as 0% on any of those new Hyundais. That helps your payment lower. You know, and by the way, there's over 300 Hyundais in stock, so whatever you want, they have it, and your trade. It's a piece of junk, maybe, but they're going to give you at least $6,500 guaranteed. Of course, every new Hyundai, every single one that drives off the lot, leaves with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. The Colonial Hyundai Fest. The fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, this man Elliot, I don't know, ESP, that's my dog, but he had a little bit too much cowboy love.
He did.
He was praising the stadium, like, oh, it's so loud down there. Like, you know, like, what?
He can't even focus on getting his tweets out. I mean, he's not writing articles.
He beat the Eagles every time they come down here.
And then for a second, it's like the worm left him, and like, what? Like, he was like, the Eagles always get whooped down here. Like, what? Who team you on? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I'm like, what is this dude doing? Also, I got to address Mr. Eskin.
What did I do now?
You off the bandwagon, dog. Because last year you said, oh, I need to find a college team I'm going to root for. Yesterday, Justin and Glasgow was throwing a lot of shots, and you was quiet. So you off the bandwagon, partner.
Yeah. I thought you were going to be a Buckeye.
Yeah, but yeah, I haven't committed to that.
That ship sailed.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I don't want to watch college football.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. I just wanted to get an Ohio State hat.
Listen, the first time for him to show up, he was quiet as a mouse. And Mr. I agree, Benedict Arnold there was agreeing with him. Yup.
Well, you know, I might be an LSU guy. They are wide receiver U.
Hold on. I gave Ohio State props for the wide receiver thing.
Yep.
I said it's a good argument.
What he said was, he tried to take a shot. He said, oh, when at the end of the game, they need to learn how to lose. They wanted to fight. First of all, y'all playing the flag in the middle of our field. Let's change this up.
Hold on.
See how would we feel if the Dallas Cowboys put a big star in the middle of that league? We both just let that sit?
No.
Okay. So Justin, don't do that. Don't do that. I know you're a Wolverine fan. Don't do that.
You know, yeah, see, hold on. That's the other thing, though. See, I don't have a dog in the race, man. I'm not gonna be sitting up here fighting for your Buckeyes.
But you do because we don't call them Spartan dogs no little brother. We don't try to stun y'all.
That's true.
We don't do that for y'all.
Well, you know, I don't like Michigan, so yeah, I'm definitely with you on that.
And you're from Ohio, so you
you're right.
Yeah, you could grow up a Buckeyes.
Maybe I'll just be a USC guy.
I went to Syracuse.
I went to USC for 1 year.
I know that.
All I know is that
You say you know I'm not Southern.
Yeah. Hey, but let me. I agree with what y'all are saying about the whole Philly situation. Like Dave Dombrowski, we need you to make a move. Like, all that talking, I don't agree with Dak was saying because how he traded for A.J. Brown and got Tom Redder. Don't put him in the same category. Don't do that. You know, but we need you to make a move, man. I don't care who it is. I wanted Naylor from the Diamondbacks. You know, I'm Ohio guy. I saw the way he played in Cleveland. We should have put him in the outfield. He played in the outfield some when he was in Cleveland. I need some. Don't sit on your hand, man, and try to say we tried. One thing that's going to make me mad is when they dabble names out there and then we don't make a move and then they say, you know, well, we tried and the price was too high and all. I don't know about the price. All I know is we want championship. And if you want to get respected in the city of Philadelphia and want to continue have, you know, you always get the support from the fans. What I'm saying is, like, if you want to be looked at, you know, in the have that aura, like that one team got, I need you to be competing for titles. And how we do that? Go make a move, right?
Absolutely. Yep. And especially when other teams are going to make moves. And I'm just sick of hearing that the cost was too high. If the cost is too high, somebody traded for him. You know what I mean? Like Garrett Crochet last year. Like, somebody traded for him, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And we don't want no Austin Hayes move. And you damn right, we desperate. We desperate for a pennant. We desperate for a World Series. You damn right. We want one.
Yeah.
It's going on what 20, what 18 years, whatever. I need one.
18.
17 years. Yeah.
The 08 Phillies being 17 years ago is a tough one to wrap the mind around.
Telling y'all something I'm whining about?
Yeah,
it's National Wine and Cheese Day. So for next question today, we ask you what do you want? What do you want to whine about?
What I want to whine about? That means like what I want to cry about.
Yeah,
it's mostly Jalen. Yeah.
You really spend the whole first 2 minutes of the call whining.
Yeah, just whining all the time.
I'm about to cry. Listen, I'm really gonna give y'all. I'm tired of this whole Cam Newton thing. Listen, I'm
He was cooking, that's why.
I'm tired. Listen. Everybody don't disrespect Cam Newton. Everybody want to disrespect my quarterback, take shots, throw stones at the glass house. But when we fight back, now we hating. We discrediting. You know, don't do that.
You know what? I thought Cam Newton made a good point. He was like, attack the message, not the messenger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he said what he said about Jalen, and everybody's comparing Cam stats.
Right.
Like, that's not the point.
Did Cam Newton not jump on that football?
Yeah, and he admitted that. He doesn't run from that.
Okay.
Yeah, that happened.
That's cool. All I'm saying is, but you when you're attacking somebody, you attacking hurt. You attacking what he do.
But he did. I don't think he attacked him.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Corey. I just don't think his was vicious. I really don't.
He got defensive when Ryan Clark and T.O.
Yes.
came at him.
Yeah.
Then he became a little bit more combative.
And Orlovsky.
Yeah, and Orlovsky. My initial issue with Cam was the whole having Jalen outside
top 10.
That was really my only issue with him.
I think Orlovsky is really good on TV, mm-hmm. and I think he gives good analysis.
Yep.
He's doing some real coward stuff right now. Because he doesn't want the heat. Because he feels one way about Jalen. And what he keeps doing is saying, I don't care what the rank is.
Right.
You have to go through him. Or I don't care what the rank is. He won a Super Bowl. It's like, that's okay. For sure. But you're also running from what you actually think as well. Like,
well, yeah, because he wasn't always a Jalen.
No, and I don't think he is now, to be honest with you. Like, I think you would probably have him 7-8, something like that. But what he's doing is, he's getting, you know, we said everybody falls in love with the thirst.
Yeah.
So if he can go online and say, well, I don't care what he's ranked.
Right.
The you got to beat him.
Right.
Okay, man. It's not boxing.
Yeah.
You know, so. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.